David Bodie will lead off for Iowa. No score as we play in the fourth. Bodie grounded out in the first inning. Thomas Jenkins has only made 33 pitches through three, and he starts Bodie off with a strike. Bodie, Evans, and Zagunas here in the inning. It was just over a year ago that Bodie hit one of the more dramatic regular season home runs in Cubs history as he swings and misses at a pitch away. It was on August 12th against Washington at Wrigley Field. He came off the bench, hit a pinch hit walk-off grand slam with two outs in the ninth inning, and the Cubs trailing 3-0 at the time. Of course, they won 4-3. Jenkins ready, delivers 0-2, missed up and away, 1-2. He became the first Cub to hit a pinch hit walk-off grand slam since Earl Averill in May of 1959 against the Milwaukee Braves. And Jenkins pitches low, so it's now two balls and two strikes. That was the first Cubs pinch hit grand slam since 2012. Jenkins' pitch is a ground ball into the shift. This will be Travis Shaw over on the left side of the infield to make the play, so a 4-3. And Bodie is out. One away for Phillip Evans. Evans popped to first in his first at-bat today. Yet another ground ball induced by Jenkins. Doing a good job of keeping that ball down. We're talking about the ballpark here. Originally it was Sec Taylor Stadium, wooden seats, bleachers that were starting to splinter by the time we got to the mid-80s as the pitches fouled back. Unpainted. So the Des Moines voters approved a bond issue to rebuild Sec Taylor Stadium in August of 1990. They demolished most of the original stadium after the 1991 season. Jenkins' 0-1 pitch is outside to Evans. 1-1 the count on Phillip. This the rebuilt ballpark was dedicated on April 16, 1992, as Jenkins' fastball is outside, and he's now behind two balls and a strike. Three men on the left side of the infield. Evans swings and misses. 2-2 now. No score as we play in the fourth. They renamed Sec Taylor Stadium to Principal Park in August of 2004. The Principal Financial Group purchased the naming rights. Breaking ball hammered into left center field, and Corey Ray's not going to get it. That's going to drop and go through. Picks it up on the track, and into second base with a double is Phillip Evans. So a hanging curveball by Jenkins. Thomas had retired six in a row. Evans is now 4-for-9 in the set with two doubles and a homer. He entered the series in a 2-for-22 slump. So Mark Zagunas is coming up, and the Cubs for the first time today have a runner at second base. Zagunas, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. Mark is 0 for his last 9, but he's hitting .339 in his last 15 games with Iowa. That would include a pair of homers, 9 doubles, and 11 driven in. Jenkins' first pitch to him, bouncer slowly to the left side. Ursek, nice bare hand pickup, and he throws to first for the out. Good play by Lucas. We saw him on the homestand make a similar play against New Orleans. That's the second out of the inning. Phillip Evans moves to third. And now with two outs, here's Robel Garcia. We got an infield hit in the second inning, part of a 7-pitch at bat. Now with two outs, just looking at the stats, Jenkins has allowed more two-out runs than he has with nobody out or one out combined this year. There's a strike on Garcia. 33 two-out runs, 29 runs otherwise, and opponents are hitting .373 off Thomas with two outs. That was coming in. Garcia swings at one in the dirt. That was a changeup there, and the count is now 0-2. Robel, of those 17 home runs, he had 15 of those between the 17th of May and the 26th of June, and for that period led the Pacific Coast League. Jenkins ready, Thomas delivers. That is way upstairs. Nottingham coming out of his crouch. One ball and two strikes. Garcia has been a much better hitter from the left side of the plate from where he now stands, almost 290 as a right-handed batter under 220. They have a shift on the right side and a ball in the dirt. Check swing. He just did hold up, according to Nate Tomlinson, at third. So the count is now two balls and two strikes. No score as we play in the fourth. Robel, when he was in the Indian system, he never got out of a short season A-ball. When the Indians finally released him, Jenkins delivers, and it's inside, so the count has now gone full, and a red-hot P.J. Higgins on deck. His wife, Daniela, born in the Dominican Republic, but when she was a baby, her family moved to Italy. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, rolled foul outside of third. Garcia met his wife through his sister. His sister's husband is the brother of Garcia's now wife. They have a couple of kids. So Robel, after getting released by the Indians, ended up moving to Italy and eventually made the Italian national baseball team, even though he's from the Dominican. He hits a fly ball to center. Ray coming in, won't get it. Well, there it is. Two out hit, two out run. And it's 1-0 in favor of the Cubs. Garcia with a couple of singles. The first one was hit relatively hard. That one wasn't hit hard, just a shallow fly ball single. And P.J. Higgins will be the next man to bat. Now, the Cubs last night losing 9-4. Three of their runs came with two outs. That has been a theme that has been a bit troubling for the Missions for about 2 weeks now. The number of two-out runs they have been allowing as a strike is called on Higgins. Let's see, they've allowed in the last 17 games, if you want to include that run there, they've allowed 114 runs, and 53 of them have come with two outs. That is a very high percentage. Throwback to first is not in time. You're looking at what, 45-46% up to that point. 35% of the runs allowed by the Missions came with two outs. So that percentage has gone up quite a bit in the last couple weeks. Little fly ball to right field, coming in, diving head first, and catching it is Tyrone Taylor. So P.J. Higgins is retired on a diving catch by Taylor, but the Cubs get a two-out run. Robel Garcia, and remember, Garcia got behind the count very early on Jenkins and wound up battling back to a full count, got the fly ball two-out single. So the first run of the game, and as we head to the fifth inning, Iowa leading San Antonio 1-0.